Blog Talk Radio.
Metroplex Bus, a community broadcast helping our community to grow in business and knowledge. Thank you for joining me this evening. My name is Verna Thomas Milton. I'm your host for today, and I am happy to be with you this evening and to share with you I got good news also about our Black History Month and our special guest that we have coming on today. Today, I had an experience. I had to go to my niece's funeral in Fort Worth, Texas today, and was in Fort Worth for about 6 hours today, buried one of my oldest nieces, Linda Darnell Booker. And I want to thank everybody for helping us with that funeral, the repast, the Tree of Life funeral home. They did a fantastic job. So I'm kind of heavy today, but I know I'm going to make it. Today we have an open mic. It's Black History Month. And if you have anything that you want to talk about when you hear our guest speaking, you can always call the 563 number, 999-3739. Again, the number is 563-999-3739. And just press the number 1. We will know that you're there online and want to speak. Today we have two very special guests and friends of mine. But before I bring them on, I want to share with you and as well as thank my last three guests who have prepared us, and they will come back again next month to talk some more about financing and small business opportunities. I just want to thank, shout out to Mr. Albert Garther with the GSA, Bridget Moon, also with SBA, and on last week we had Nancy Hernandez, who was fantastic. She talked the whole hour just about telling us all the good tips, for how to do business with the government, where the money was, how to get the finances that we need, and how to get the help we need. So today, I have a very special guest that I want to talk to bring on today. His name is Dwayne Carraway. Dwayne was also one of the people that's in my book. We're going to talk about that later. During Black History Month, we're going to be at the African American Museum. But Dwayne Carroll is also one of the characters in that book. But mainly, I want to talk to Dwayne about the Southern Gateway, something that he started when he was on the city council. But I want to make sure that he's in the studio today, and I think that he is. Okay, I think Dwayne, are you there this morning? I mean, this evening, I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Can you? Okay, yeah, I'm here. Thank you, Verna. How you
okay,
doing?
You got to come a little closer to the mic.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, that's
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me better? Okay. I'm here, and thank you so much, and appreciate all that you do for the community, all that you have done, and all that you will continue to do. I just want
thank
to
you.
First say thank you.
Okay. Dwayne, I know that throughout all of what you've gone through, and I'm praying for you, and I love you so very much. In my book, I talk about how things happen in our life. And in that book, I'm also talking about how I could have been on the city council. And but because that I'm not on the city council, I didn't make it to the city council. I too could have got into a lot of trouble because back then, nobody was getting paid. Nobody was getting paid to be on that council. And if it had not been for the grace of God, I could have won that seat. I too could have got in a lot of trouble. But I'm trying to get Pastor Caleb to know that we are on the air. He's trying to call in, I think. But I wanted to just tell people that everybody make a mistake, but you have to love them anyway, because nobody perfect but God. Nobody's perfect but God. But Dwayne, what I really want you to talk about today, if you can, I don't know how much you can talk about this Southern Gateway, because one of the things that I'm concerned about is that this gateway, from what I can understand, it's about 5 acres. It's a 5-acre park. It's spanning from I-35 between Ewing and Marsalis Avenue across I-35 to the Dallas Zoo. And I know Billy Allen, his daughter, what's his name, April? Well, she's
April,
the COO of the nonprofit organization, Southern Gateway Public Green.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this foundation, I don't know if they're going to have opportunities and how a small business will be able to come in there for a vendor to maybe set up a restaurant or maybe a gallery or something they may want to share. I just want you to tell me your idea of what you feel like is going to happen or can happen or will happen to help small businesses once this is created. And I remember, tell us about when you started, because you're the one started this when you was on the city council. And I just think that I'm going to give you credit where credit is due, because now it's coming together. And I'm happy for that. I'm happy to see that. So do you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, you know, I can, and I really once again appreciate the opportunity to be visiting with you and your audience tonight. You know, Verna, this is a big fight, and when I say a big fight, as a city council person and the former mayor and mayor pro tem of the city of Dallas, I'm known to fight. and fight mm-hmm. for our community. And I will continue to fight. When you have to have vision, and you have to have the commitment to make sure that you know the people that elected you, what their expectations are of you, and mm-hmm. and you have to be about bringing results. I've never been one to go down and sit around the horseshoe to just get along, to just be there for publicity. I grew up right here in Dallas. So I'm a native of Mills Place, the Projects, and South Dallas, Lakewood, Hamilton, and Oak Cliff, where I graduated from Roosevelt. I also went to St. Anthony in South Dallas. And I love my city. I mm-hmm. love my community. Currently, I live three streets from my mother's house where I grew mm-hmm. up. And when you are chosen to represent, you need to roll up your sleeves just as you do. And Verna, you're still rolling up your sleeves and fighting on behalf of the community, even with this podcast that you have now. You don't quit. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. And the opportunity came up when you look at Clyde Warren Park, and then you look at our parks in southern Dallas, not the southern sector. I hate the word sector. And I'm speaking of all of southern Dallas. When mm-hmm. you look at it, what do we have? And if we miss taking advantage of an opportunity, and the opportunity for a second deck park came before the city council. When I say it was a fight, but it was a fight because they wanted the deck park to be at 635 at Marsh Lane. Well, look, we already supported Woodall Rogers, Clyde Warren Park, but now it's our time to get a park. So you roll up your sleeves and you fight. But you fight professionally, quietly, but aggressively to make sure that we in southern Dallas are getting our equal share and our opportunities. When you look at Clyde Warren Park and you look at the families and you look at the opportunities and the restaurants and all the things and the jobs that came about around that park, we should have the same thing in our community. So I was fighting hard, and here's the good news. I won. The park is right here at 35 at Ewan at the zoo. But the sad part about it, and that's the name of my podcast, is The Other Side. But the other side to this whole matter is that I was fighting my own kind. And I'm not going to be using this platform to bash anybody, so I will not be bashing and calling names. But the current representative fought extremely hard against it and called it the red part, saying that we didn't need it. The disappointing part about it is we as African Americans ought to be embracing great opportunities for our communities and not fighting against one another. And now that the park is in fruition and the board is currently doing a great job, we still got to find some additional dollars. But that's okay, because once you start building something, the city of Dallas, we're not going to half build anything.
Right.
So when you see what's getting ready to happen, as you talk about financing small businesses, here's the opportunity. We can't come out there with no jackleg business, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to mm-hmm. have business and if we're going to match this park like Clyde Warren, then black folks, and I'm speaking of black folks and not just black folks, so I want to make sure folks know that it's for everybody, but particularly black folks have to come together and put together a first class operation and business, and not just have a business like that, but to run the business properly. to make sure that the business is presented in such a manner where everybody wants to come. So the opportunity I provided, the opportunity is there. The most I can do is fight to make sure that we in our part of town have this opportunity, but now it's responsible. It's our responsibility to take advantage of it. So I encourage entrepreneurs and people with ideas to get involved with the deck park at I-35 right at the zoo. Start now. Do not wait before you begin to want to get involved. Catch the train before the train leaves the depot. Get involved now. Put your business plan together. Put your business together. Put your name into the hat. Get involved and find out when the meetings are and get involved and ask the questions and participate.
Right.
Don't be late. This is a great deal. Now, I want to say this because I got to always be myself. I want these folks to know this is a park and this is our park. And we ain't going to be running around having no pit bulls and all that stuff around this park. You ain't going to take them down to Clyde 1. You ain't going to bring them over here. We're not going to be dumping trash out around the park. We're not going to be hanging out at the park. This is a family park. The intentions and my intentions was to bring about a family setting park for folks to be able to come in, sit down, enjoy themselves, and get away from the bad behavior. But the park is for everybody, but we have to encourage change and cleanliness and safety and family. That's
right.
What this is about. So, you know, I'm getting long-winded, so you better stop me and cut me off because I can go to the next phase.
Well, Dwayne, let me share
you know, I can go for it. What's that?
Yeah, I should have probably, I'm trying to cut our podcast down to an hour. Because some people say they go to sleep after 9 o'clock, they want to be in bed. But so I'm trying to go from 8 to 9. But I mean, it's always good. I'm always can bring you back on. But let me share something with you, Dwayne. I wrote this book called My Power of Three. And in this book, I talk about how the Holy Spirit had guided me so many times, and how I was down, you know, not being able to have a lot of things or doing without, going through a divorce. And, oh, there's so much. But I talk about you and Miss Pookie. I'm going to call it Miss Pookie, okay? My neighbors.
That's fine.
You all were my neighbors back in 1987. And I remember when I didn't even have food. I had a job every day. I went on my job. But I still was not able to buy enough groceries to hold me every 2 weeks. I remember all the time Pookie would always cook something and say, "Verna, do you want to take some before your lunch? I just cooked this today, girl. Do you want to come around?" She was always so pleased. I mean, if I didn't have you and Pookie and Sandra Clark and Nat back then, I don't know how I could have made it. Because y'all was the best sisters and brothers that anybody could become. Y'all made sure I had money in my gas tank to get to work. And I was going through a divorce after 20 years that I didn't never think I would be going through. But you and Pookie helped me so much. So I wrote about this in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And in my book, I talk about how you and Pookie, y'all used to have a pylon salesmanship club with Mr. Bassett.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
And that day I was off, and you said, "Verna, can you come go with me to just be my secretary for that day?" And I told you I couldn't type, but you said, "Try to type." Yeah, and you got me a typewriter and everything, because your secretary was not going to be there. That particular day, when I went to help you and Pookie that day in South Dallas, there was a young man back there that day by the name of Ray Milton. He was up here working. And you told me, and he kept bugging me at that meeting. And you told me, I asked you, I said, "Who is this man?" So you told me he was your friend from Houston. He worked for NASA. All that stuff. So anyway, I ended up liking that guy. You know what I mean? I liked him because, number one, he wasn't from Dallas. So I talked to Pookie and you about him, and surely enough, we got married. And, Dwayne, we've been married for 33 years. And you know what, but Dwayne, nothing but the, by the grace of God that I'm still married, because I was a basket case. You understand what I'm saying? When you come out of a 20-year marriage, going into some, you know, you've got a lot of 20 years you've got to grow out of. So, make a long story short, in this book, I don't talk so much about myself, but I talk about how God had to mold me. I mean, how he brought me through all of this. If it hadn't been for the grace of God, Dwayne, I couldn't have made it. And all the time public offices, you know, Dwayne, when I ran those public offices, people wasn't getting paid like they are today. And I would always pray before I got into an election. I got a lot of votes. But I would always pray about it because I didn't know really what I was doing, if this was something for me or not. But the Lord always allowed me to show me that I could get a lot of votes from people. One year, I think I got 87,000 votes. When I ran for county commission, there was more votes than Annie Bernice Johnson when she ran, and more votes than Ron Kirk when he ran for mayor. 85,000 votes. But the Lord still allowed me not to win that election. But if I had won that election, Dwayne, I too could have been in a whole lot of trouble, because people give politicians all day long money. They offer stuff all the day long, gifts and lobbies and stuff. I wouldn't have known what I was doing. So the Lord told me.
Well, I certainly didn't know what I was doing.
You understand what I'm saying? So make mistakes. Yeah. We make mistakes all day long.
Let me just say this one thing about mistakes, Verna. You know, there's a target on black folks' back who are doing good for our community, and that goes all the way back to Willie Lynch and all the things that you've seen. However, not for God, but only for God, that he's bought all of us through. Now, when I say that, as mayor, now, you know, they knew I was going to run for mayor. And certain people get set up, and it's nothing that you can do about it, because you're fighting a system that we do not control. And just like my friends, Ray Nagin, the mayor of New Orleans, former mayor, Kwame Kilpatrick, the former mayor of Detroit, myself, former mayor, Mayor Pro Tem of the city of Dallas, Kwame Kilpatrick, and Marion Barry in Washington, D.C., just to name those three. But then there are others, Al Lipscomb and Don Hill. When you're doing for your community, you got a little target on you now. But God protected me while I was gone, and I called my stint away from home on vacation. But God wrapped his arms around each and every one of us. And I'm so very proud to be here all in one piece. While I was gone, Verna, I taught class. I taught 175 inmates and graduated them. These guys didn't have GEDs or any of that. So God has his way of making you an official, be it an elected official or an elected by God official in whatever capacity he so choose you to work in. And that's the capacity that you're working in at this particular point, and I will continue to work in. And at the end of the day, you speak about your marriage to Ray. I can make this real good and short. I guess I'm a good matchmaker because, hey, 33 years, I matched up pretty good couple. I say hats off to you guys. Okay, and it's a joyful thing for me and to be doing what I'm doing and getting ready to kick up some noise. So You know, we got the Hateration Committee out there, those few that's going to hate us. But you got those that love us. And love outweighs hate. So at the end of the day, congratulations with your podcast and your show. Congratulations to you for your marriage and for you with all the challenges that you had with your health. And Vern, you're still kicking. You're still going. You're still involved.
Oh, yeah.
And boy, God still has so much planned for you. Ain't got a lot planned for me because I'm be raising Van in 2 more weeks. So folks need to know I'm not gone anywhere. In fact, I've become stronger. And as long as we become even stronger in God, he got our backs. And as long as we stay committed to the community, he got our backs, and we do what he has us here to do. So those people that may not like me, they don't even know me. Those few. It's going to take me 3 hours to get out of Walmart. People love me, and I love people. And we will continue to do the right things. But, look, I want you to be able to have some other people going on the phone because I'm long-winded. I'm a politician.
I had my pastor on here. Number one, I wanted to say this, Dwayne, is that on the 25th of this month, my book, this is my very first book. I was invited to be a part of the African-American Read It. It's a community celebrating on Saturday, February the 25th, at the African-American Museum of Dallas. That's at 3536 Grand Avenue. So I'm one of the invited authors to be there because of my book. Not so much because of me, but because of the history that's in that book and what that book talks about. So this is Black History Month, and I'm very proud to be a part of the African-American Read-In. It's celebrating African heritage and Black history. But in doing all of that, I chose to start this week with African American Black churches, historical Black churches. And when I thought about that idea, is that I wanted to, for this week and next week, I wanted to bring on 4 churches. And when I say 4 churches, because I know of 4 giant founding pastors. I'm talking about the S.M. Wright, Reverend S.M. Wright, who's founded People's Baptist Church, Dr. George W. Proud, who founded a New Birth Baptist Church, Dr. Wesley, who founded the Antioch Baptist Church, my pastor, Reverend Turner, his name is Terry Turner, but his son now, Caleb, is one of the pastors of our church there in Mesquite Friendship Baptist Church. But with the history that they have done and the history that they're making today is what I wanted to bring on for this section, for this particular month. And next week we're gonna have 3 churches on next week if we can. But this week I want to spotlight Mesquite Friendship Baptist Church. And I think he was on, but he left. I may have to call him.
Well, you just hang up for me, and you get to call to him and get him on, because that's very important.
We fixing this. I want to first ring. Let me see. Can I get him on the line before you hang up? And let's see. Can we get him on the line?
Okay.
I don't know if he's going to answer yet or not. But, Wayne, I like my podcast, and I'm enjoying my podcast. And what we're going to do is
you got some pretty good equipment over there. I know that.
Well, Wayne, let me share something with you. Starting next month.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 850-602-3486 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Okay, Pastor Turner, we're just trying to reach you, sweet. If you can call back in. Oh, okay. Dwayne, I have a hand raised here. Let me take this caller. Pastor, hold on for a minute. Pastor Turner, are you there? Hello?
Well, it's still me, Verna.
Okay, it's still you. Okay, well, let me take this caller here.
Why don't you just hang up and get him?
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Ms. Melton. How are you? And
fine.
Mr. Caraway.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I was just listening in on your talk, and also, I understand that you're also a big part of the. You were once a former city council member. Is that correct? I was just
former mayor.
How many years?
Yeah.
How many years did you serve as a former city council member?
I started
council member.
2007 is when I was first elected.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
So I've been. Oh my goodness. You there?
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me? Hi.
Battery's getting low here. Okay. I started in 2007. I was first elected in 2007.
Oh, okay. I guess I wanted to know what made you decide to be a city councilman, if I can ask that question. I know it's like off topic.
Well, one, what happened, and when I say what happened, first of all, I was sports and promotions director at K104 Radio, and I was there for 8 years. Myself, Tom, John, all of us were working there at the same time. And then I left K104 after 8 years, started my own advertising and marketing agency, and did very well. My wife, Barbara, was on the Dallas City Council. She was elected to the Dallas City Council. She was term limited, chair of transportation. She then was elected to state legislator. At that time, and prior to that, the late mayor, Annette Strauss, asked me to serve as chair of the Dallas Youth Committee over the youth. And from that point, the mayor, Steve Bartlett, appointed me chair of the South Dallas Fair Park Trust Fund. Then Charlotte Mays appointed me to the Park and Recreation Board. Then I ran for city council, lost four times straight before I was elected. Finally was elected in 2007. And once you get out there and you start helping the people, helping the community and making a change for the next generations to come, it just burns into you. And you just stick with it. And you continue to go and continue to serve. Of course, I started the Al Lipscomb Classic, but it wasn't the Al Lipscomb Classic at that time. It was Grambling Preview Game. And I was promoting concerts all over the country. Johnny Taylor was my favorite entertainer that I promoted. So I did a lot of that stuff, special events. And once I started helping people and people start depending on me and to get things done, and I knew how to get them done, it just stayed with me, and it's still with me to this very day.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message.
Thank you.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record.
Hello. Thank you, Mr. Caraway.
Okay. I'm here.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Caraway.
Okay. Well, that's just a little snippet. Now I can go 30 more minutes.
Okay.
I guess I want to ask Ms. Melton is, how can I get a copy of this book? Because I'm sure it's a whole lot of history. And I understand you're also in the book. And I think that is wonderful. You guys are exceptional. You did a lot of great work for the community.
Well, I'm going to be in Fair Park on the 25th. I'll have some of my books there. But also, you can go to the Verna's Help Foundation. You can go to the Verna's Help Foundation, and if you want a book, any donations of $25 or more, I send out a book for free. So if you want to make a donation to the foundation for $25 or more, we will send you a book for free. So that's the one way to get the book.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Now, thank you. Thank you for calling. Thank you so much for calling.
And thank you, Mr. Carraway.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Now, Dwayne, what I want to also say that I did not get Pastor Turner back on the line. He may call back in. But starting the month of March, what we're going to do, we're going to bring on a free podcast for all the churches in Dallas. They can be all denominational. We're not going to discriminate from no church. It can be Church of God in Christ, Baptist Church, Catholic Church. But we want to open up our podcast to allow churches to come and be a part of that, because I do know that our community need a lot of prayer. We need a lot of understanding from our churches. We need to know where they are, if they're there to help us and everything. So we have to stay on. I want to stay on board and make sure that the churches is involved. So besides on Thursday nights, we're going to have a Sunday. We're going to have a Sunday podcast. Not a Sunday, I'm sorry, a Saturday. At 9 o'clock on Saturdays, we're going to have a podcast for churches. And they can share with the community about what they're doing in their churches and how they're doing. And just give the community information about their congregation, if they're helping the community with a food bank or if they church have a, some churches have, they pay help with utility bills. And some churches help in so many other ways. So we're going to allow them to be on our podcast on Saturday mornings to talk about what they're doing and to give the community a prayer and a scripture to help them along the way.
Yeah, amen. Well, you know, Verna, my podcast is called The Other Side.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of raised a little sand on my podcast. Yours is great, and this is great information, informative, educational. And but we're going to have some preachers on, because I want to see them going back to the church like they used to be in church when we was growing up. You know, I want to see BTU, church at 11, Sunday school in the morning, on Sunday morning, take a break after Sunday morning service, go to grandma's house, eat supper, and then go back to 3 o'clock service, and then go back to 6 o'clock service, to BTU in the evening. And that's what we got to have. That's just my personal opinion, y'all. That's what we got to have more of, and bring these families back, and bring the families back into the church. So we got to have the preachers. And I hope all of this, I don't bite my tongue. Y'all got to help us get these families back together, preachers. And we got to get back in the Sunday school and family at the house and all of that now. I just have to say that, Brian. You know, I'm always to myself now.
Everybody have different opinions, you know, Dwayne, and different churches have their ways or what ways they want to do certain things. The only thing that I'm here is to give them a voice. We are not charging them to come on. It's going to be on a Saturday morning where people, when they in the stores, they can put their radios on in the cars, on their cell phones. They can listen. And if they have some type of encouragement words, we have a lot of people that's confused in their minds. We have a lot of people who wants to rob people, just wants to kill people, just for, you know, for no reason at all. And I just feel like that's a mental problem, and that we can do something to help these people. Well, but prayer changes things, and I just know that we can change things. we can try to change things. Anyway, at least we can try. And that's what I'm going to be here for. And I thank God for this podcast. I thank God for our sponsorship on this podcast. And we don't have no big sponsors. And we are going to start doing shout-outs to some of these small businesses and let them know that we need their help. I just gave, when I talked about Sandra Clark being like, just like my family, but Sandra's always here for me. And Sandra Clark's being home, she's my big sister. I love Sandra. And also my little friend, Linda Henderson, who owns Henderson Chicken. Her and her family has been in my family an awful long time. And she has, I think, 17 locations. I beg your pardon, that's how you gain weight.
I said, that's how I gain weight, eating that good old Henderson chicken.
You know, what's so good about it, Dwayne, Henderson chicken, you don't have to worry about the pepper and the pickles because they put all that good old stuff in there with the chicken and the bread.
Every bit of it in there. I was over there today. I'm over there every other day, too, I tell you.
Very good.
My mama said I'm over. My mama say, well, you know, my mother's 94 years old, so I've had to go over there to get her. You know, she fractured her leg, and so I had to go over there and put her in, get her into another different bed. So it was kind of difficult for me today. But anyway,
well,
I want to say that.
We don't constantly want to keep your mother in prayer, too, because,
yeah,
I mean, a lot of people don't live to be that old, but I sure am thankful that she's still here. I really am.
Yes, she is. She's here, still feisty.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm very thankful, and I want to thank you so much for coming on and being on the show.
All right.
And like I said to everybody, we're going to have SBA on again. And Dwayne, when, like you said, these small businesses need to get their business plans together. They need to start learning how to get a business plan, how to be able to get the funding that they're going to need for the future, I mean, and know what they want to do. So we're going to bring SBA. I'm going to start with SBA after we do our legal clinic. We're going to have a legal clinic and DAs that's going to be coming on. I'm having, I think, three counties, Dallas. I've invited Kaufman County, Rockwall County, Dallas County, to talk about the expungement program, what they're doing for their counties. So I'm going to be looking forward to those DAs coming up and talk about different things.
Well, you can do it, Vern.
Well, I'm intending to do that. And
I'm going to get off and go to my prayer line. I'm on the prayer line every Thursday. We're in our 151st week, consecutive week. So I'm going to get off and go to that. Folks are welcome to always join in with us on our prayer line on Thursdays as well, after the Verna Thomas Show, of course, after the Verna Thomas Show.
Tell me, how do they join you in your prayer line, Dwayne?
Huh?
How do they join you on your prayer line?
Well, you got to dial this number. I'm trying to find the number myself. We got it. I'm telling you, these are some brothers from across the United States of America. And it's 151 consecutive weeks. I'm going to have CW, Vernon, to text you the information. I'm trying to find out about calling the phone. Y'all know I'm not too technically inclined.
Well, what I'm saying, we'll talk about it. If you can't find it tonight, we'll talk about it on our next podcast, because I, you know, with so much going on, Dwayne, in today's world, we need prayer. I mean, the city needs prayer. The county, everywhere we go, we're going to, you know, when I see so much violence and people just driving up and killing people when they come
home. Let me give you the number, Bernal. Let me give you the number.
Okay.
And for the listener also, get your pencils. Everybody get your pencils. And you can join in now because it's just cranking up at 8:30. It's the number you dial,
848-220-3100.
And then you put in this pin. The pin that you put in once you get connected is 387-967-9633, and that's the pound sign.
Okay,
in
the pound sign.
387-9633-pound.
Mm-hmm.
And just, Brenna, when you get through with your show, come on. We'll be on tonight. And
okay.
You'll hear
okay.
some real celebration.
Well,
and
I
this
have
is 100
on my show. Okay.
Yes. All right.
Well, you said the number again is the 848-220-3100. Okay.
Okay, and then you do. Yeah, I'm here.
And then you do the PIN number 387-9633. Pound.
Pound.
Pound. Yes. Okay. All right. I want to thank you for that, Dwayne, and I want to let all the listeners know we all need prayer. And this, is this every night you all do this?
This is every Thursday.
Every Thursday. Every Thursday night.
Every Thursday night. 151 straight weeks. I'm talking about black men from across the country. And we have ladies, too, now. I want you to know that.
Uh-huh.
But it's guys from Florida, New York, California, Philadelphia, Texas, Houston, from everywhere, everywhere. You'd just be so proud to hear these guys in prayer on behalf
uh-huh.
of our people and our race and just praising God.
Yes, that's wonderful. Well, I thank you for that information, Dwayne, and I'm going to try to call back my pastor to see if he wants to come back on. And
you seem real if I say get on this line. We need him.
Well, I wish I could, but I'm trying to get him. He may have had something that came up.
Well, get off the phone for me. Get off the phone for me and get him, because he might be trying to get in now. She's listening.
Well, no, I don't see his phone. I mean, if he was calling in, he would show up on my board. So I don't
okay.
see
okay.
I don't see it. So this is a very sophisticated board, Dwayne.
You got better equipment than I have in my little studio. I just got a little old funny looking studio. You got a real one.
Anyways, I appreciate you. I really appreciate you. Okay.
All right. Thank you
so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
All right, Brenna. Thank you. And thank you for your listeners. And thank you all for your patience and listening to me being long-winded.
Well, that's okay. At any time, I'm going to have you back on. Okay?
All right. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Dwayne Carraway. He has started his podcast, and I want you all to know that we're going to be supportive of him as well. But I want everyone to know, and it is my commission, my godly commission, to make sure that we continue with our not only business podcast on Thursday night, but to create a prayer, hour of prayer podcast on Saturday morning to help our community, to strengthen our community. I know if everybody would come on together, things will get better. They can get better. And after that, hopefully next week I'll have the four churches on that I wanted to talk about. These churches is our historical founders churches. And the four churches that I'm trying to spotlight is People's Baptist Church, New York Baptist Church, New Birth Baptist Church, and Mesquite Friendship Baptist Church. Hopefully we can have those four churches on next week to explain about them, who they are and their services, where they're located, and what they're doing in the community. After the Black History Month, we want to bring on our legal workshops with our DAs and our attorneys. So we're looking forward to that. Okay, hold on 1 second. Pastor,
yes,
are you about ready to come on?
I am. I'm so sorry. I got caught up in another meeting.
Okay, everybody. I just want to touch bases with my pastor. He's coming on. And I want to let y'all know I attend Mesquite Friendship Baptist Church. And we have a fantastic youth program. It's doing great things for God. Okay, he's here. He's on. Pastor Turner, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I am.
Okay, Pastor Turner, if you can come closer to your mic, because it's come closer to your mic.
How is this? Is this better?
That's better.
Is it better? Okay.
Yes. Okay, Pastor Turner, we were just talking about in next month, we're going to start a Saturday podcast because it's going to be the Hour of Power.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm saying that is it's free. I want to let the churches know we're not charging them anything to come on. But there's four churches that I know of fantastic historical pastors. By this being Black History Month, I'm so happy to have crossed their path. And one of them is my pastor. You know, Pastor Turner is awesome.
Yes,
Pastor
ma'am.
Pastor Turner is still there today. He's cheerleading his son, Caleb, that's on our airways. And you have a fantastic family, Pastor Turner. And I love my church.
Oh, well, we love you too.
And there are three other churches. Pastor Wesley, I've known Pastor Wesley when he was first at Harbor Heights. And Pastor Wesley has grown NAR to such fantastic, taking it to fantastic places now. And so his little son, Christopher Wesley, now have his church. And Pastor Pryor, George W. Pryor, just like my brother, he was like my, oh, my God, Pastor Pryor, he was very close. And his son now has his church, Michael Pryor.
Wow.
And Reverend S.M. Wright, he was one of our historical preachers here in Dallas. So that's why I wanted to spotlight these four churches. And if you don't mind, Pastor Turner, tell us a little bit about Mesquite Friendship. We don't have that long, but I want you to talk as long as we have until 9 o'clock. So
okay.
We've got 6 minutes. Oh my God, just 6 minutes. But I want you to tell us about, and then you can come back on next week if you like.
Okay.
And have the whole 30 minutes. So
yes, ma'am.
Tell
yes,
us
ma'am.
About Mesquite.
Yeah. Yeah, so Mesquite Friendship was started with only five families in 1991. My father is the organizing and planting pastor, Dr. Terry M. Turner. At the time, he was an associate minister at the Rock of Faith Baptist Church in Duncanville, Texas. There was a need for a African-American church here in the Mesquite area. And they reached out to my father because he had experience. He had pastored already in Oklahoma, had been pastoring for some time. And as that was actually the only reason why we ended up being in Texas in the first place was he came down here to go to seminary. And so while he was down here, they reached out for a church to be organized here in this Mesquite area. And that was in 91. And here we are all these years later. And the church, by the grace of God, has continued to grow from those five families, and we are blessed beyond measure.
Mm-hmm. Right, and he was also the author of one of the a fantastic book. What's the name of that book again?
Yes, yeah, so he wrote a book called God's Amazing Grace, as it was pertaining to African American families and marriages.
Okay. And that book has made several awards with that book, too, as well.
That's right. Yes, ma'am. It's won a number of genealogical awards as he's traced history, as well as just an African-American historical award as well.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, Pastor Turner, let me share something with you. Starting the month of March, we're going to have you in some more churches that want to come on, and we're going to have an hour power.
Okay.
2 hours sometimes may not help people. They don't like to stay that long. But like this show tonight is just an hour, and we're about to run out of time.
I see. Okay.
But
okay.
I wanted to just bring you on to let people know this is my church, and we welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
What's the address there, Pastor Turner?
It is 680 East U.S. Highway 80, Mesquite, Texas 75149.
Right. So come anytime. I'll be there. I'll try to be there every Sunday. But starting next month, we just want to know that we're going to take it to, we're asking God's grace over this city, this county, and we're asking the churches to help us by just giving us some hour of power, prayer, and leadership.
Yeah.
To help our community to, we don't know who may be listening. It could be somebody in the car listening that may be fixing to rob an old lady, anything. They may hear somebody praying, and that prayer might stop that person. You know, God works in a serious way. So we just know, but he's a miracle worker. He can take us to the highest heights, and we can't believe. I just told Dwayne how they helped me so much when I hardly had anything, and I was going through such a hard time. But God is good.
Yes,
so,
he
Pastor
is.
Pastor Turner, I want to thank you for being my pastor.
Oh, no, thank you.
All, I want to thank you for having the time to come on tonight to talk on our podcast.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Grateful for the opportunity.
I have certain music that I play on this podcast that will not be playing on our Saturday podcast. I got to find some good Christian music on Saturday podcast.
Yes, ma'am, I hear you.
But thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pastor, for coming on.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you now.
God bless you. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.
Okay, everybody. That was Pastor Caleb Turner with the Mesquite Friendship Baptist Church. So we are right here at 50. She just said we have 80 seconds. So we are going to be wrapping up our podcast for tonight. And next week we're going to come back again with Black History. Historical churches, founders of certain churches. So we thank you tonight for being our listeners, and we ask that you tell somebody about our show. Ask them to please follow us, and if they want to hear any of our broadcasts or episodes, to come back in and just download that app, and they can listen to those. But every episode is being recorded, so they can always come back and hear each episode over and over again. Thank you, and we look forward to talking with you again on next Thursday. Have a good weekend, and have a safe and blessed weekend. Okay? Thank you. And good night.